1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Reba. Hi, Reba. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
I'm going to tell you a little about my history first. I've had 4 back surgeries in the lower spine, L5. Mm-hmm. I've had aneurysm on the side of my, in my brain on the side, on the right side. And I have a tumor already, and it's a small tumor. It's a slow-growing tumor.
Okay.
And it's about as, I guess it's about big as a quarter now.
And where is that?
Maybe a little bigger. And I have the shakes. I don't know what they are. I went to the doctor, and they told me that it's a nerve. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of nerve damage from the back operations, and but they've been in my back 4 times, and
so what,
I don't
what
know
main...
what this shake is. This shake happens, and it just goes on itself, and sometimes it'll wake me up, and I'll be shaking.
All right, Reba, when you went to the doctor, let me stop you for a second, Reba. When you went to the doctor and you talked to them recently and you told them that you have these tremors or these shakes, what did they tell you was going on? Did they examine you for that? Or are you just saying that you have these symptoms and no one's really looked at it?
For the nerves. And
no, I'm talking about for the shakes. When you went to your physician and you talked to them, did you talk to them about the tremors?
Yeah.
Okay, what did they say?
They really say they'll go away. And they put me on a medication called a Neptum. It's 500 milligrams. And I'm on a seizure pill because I have seizures from the aneurysm.
Okay.
And
so your main goal, your question out of all this, your main question out of all this, Reba, is what? What would be the one question you'd have, knowing that those are the things that you're dealing with and those are the things you've been struggling with? What is your main question for today?
What can I do about it?
About the shakes or all of it?
About the shakes.
Okay. Well, it just depends. It depends on what your physician said. And, of course, they've given you medication for that, so that's their treatment. And what they're doing to help your body get better.
This is a
muscle
relaxer.
So that's what you understand, that you, well, even though it's a muscle relaxer, they're still giving you what they feel is the best treatment for what you're going through. And so you have to always go with that. That's always your primary. And remember, natural things tend not to be a treatment because you have to go with what your medical doctor calls a standard of care. Okay, and that's what they're giving you. It's what research has shown has helped certain conditions. So that's really important to understand because you always want to go with that first, regardless. And I know you're calling just to see if there's any options, and that's fine. You can look into natural options, and you can look into, this show's not just about natural options. It's about everything. You want to talk about any aspect of health, we'll talk about it, and then hopefully we can send you the right way. And that's the whole game plan, is to come up with a more of an information approach to your health, to empower you, to get you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, the shakes can be caused for several reasons. Of course, it could be a neurological situation, which sounds like they're going down that track. It could also be you know, due to anxiety, which it could be low dopamine levels or GABA levels could be off. Those are neurotransmitters in the brain, certain brain neurochemicals that when they get out of balance, and it can happen. And a lot of people are thinking, well, what do I need to do? I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to become more healthy. I want to have more of a vibrant life, be better for my kids. And that's what we want to encourage you to do here on this show. But it all comes down to your choices. It comes down to the choices you make every single day. Whether they're good choices or bad choices, they're going to be up to you. And creating a good team around you of people that can help you navigate this thing with your health and go down the right path. That's what you need to do, is come up with a great team that can do that, starting with your primary care physician. And maybe you want a nutritionist, or maybe you need other people around you, counselor or whatever you're going through. If you're going through some emotional things, you need a good pastor in your life, whatever your take is on that. You need some people around you that can really walk with you. Well, that's what we want to encourage you to do, because the body's made of three main areas. The mental side, that's your brain chemistry, the subconscious mind, all of that is so important. Your attitude, making sure you have the right kind of attitude. The chemical side of the body, and that's, of course, the physiology of the body. How your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, all of that functions. And then the structural part, bones, muscles, nerves, they have to work properly as well. So having someone that can evaluate all of that, walk with you through all of that, is going to help you with your health, but it's also going to help you with your life in general. So just something to think about as you're going into this new year, to get that new year and new you. 888-283-7272. There also our weekly email newsletter, great recipes. If you're into cooking and all that sort of thing, you're looking for some great new cooking ideas, we'll be sending that out as well. Let's go now to David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Acer? I have a question. I've been on blood pressure medicine about 3 years.
Okay.
And I eat right. I exercise. I do everything that the doctor tells me to do for his nutrition. But I can't seem to kick the habit of taking the medicine. My blood pressure mainly goes up when I'm at the doctor's office. When I'm at home, my blood pressure is pretty well. Sometimes it might be up to about 140 over 80. But is there something in my diet, or what can I do to get off this medicine?
What are you taking right now? They have you on what? Metoprolol?
Okay, I'm taking Metoprolol.
Metoprolol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Metoprolol in the Triantrin. I think it's okay. What it is. Triantrin. I guess it's for your kidneys, clean your healthy kidneys.
Well, and you're taking this medication, and you're saying when you're home, your blood pressure runs about 140 over 80. What does it run up to?
No, it's lower than that, but when I go to the doctor, it runs up about 145 over 80.
Well,
but when I'm at home and settled, then my blood pressure is pretty well level.
So does it stay around 120 or 125 over 80?
No, about 130 sometimes, 135 sometimes.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people have what they call white coat syndrome, and it's just where they go into the doctor's office and they get a little bit more nervous, a little bit more concerned about their health. It just kind of raises a little bit of anxiety, and that can throw the blood pressure off. That's why it's always good to keep a good register of your blood pressure on a regular basis. Say if you know you're going in for your 3-month follow-up with your physician about blood pressure, it's good to kind of keep a track of what the numbers are. That can always be a real good asset for them. So anyway, we'll talk about that and talk about ways to manage blood pressure in just a moment. We come out of this break. Hang tight.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
break, talk with David. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is. That's standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health, and there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about. And most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office, because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. But there's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health. And the exercise is one. Plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter, both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. Obviously, 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. Plenty of good lean quality proteins, and then low glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up, because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand. And, of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do. When you're dealing with blood pressure, you want to come off medications. You have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that will work with you. But you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes, because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that, and you got to see where it lands, because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle-based. And then some people it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hocum's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about 5 times larger than the normal person's.
Right.
So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Eat. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically for the most part, for a period of time, you got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Need a little help with your health? Hey, we're here to offer hope. Call 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rusty. Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox, right? And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. The only thing they tell me is to stay stress free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and accept the consequences. The next step they're telling me is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role in the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress free and that sort of thing is good advice, good wisdom, because right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration, because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. I mean, that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously you have to take those right now, but there's a lot you can do. Now, have you done any type of, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
The stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. You know, water, just what, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple of 3-4 minutes and I'm exhausted. It's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. It is. And, just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that are going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or thought about. But I just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon. But I'd like to, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, when you come to a place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay, so the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people will say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And sad thing is, if somebody could be... you make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible in the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart, all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important because it's just health. It's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around with your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that. And you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress-free. So do things that are not stressful for you and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You've got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that. If you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors or you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life has just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways, it's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. Again, B vitamins are good. But staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good, too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good, too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be a great benefit to you. and CoQ10. Don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, hon. How can I help?
So I've been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, May, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I'm still searching for answers. It's been like a 4-year process altogether.
Now, why do you think they missed?
2 years and start from scratch.
Why do you think they misdiagnosed you?
I don't really know. They took biopsies from my skin. Altogether, I've had 10 different biopsies. But they took biopsies from my skin originally and gave me that diagnosis. But my body wasn't responding to the medicine over a course of 2 years. And I kept getting worse. Other things started happening with my body.
Like
I was constantly getting sick. I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections. Just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? And they've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. They did 10 different. How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least 7 different doctors. But right now, I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
all
my family
right,
practice doctor. I have my dermatologist. I have my rheumatologist. I have internal medicine.
All right. Let me ask you this then. You've got 4. Let's forget about the 7. Let's talk about the 4. So you have you have a family practice, you have dermatologist, internal medicine, and a rheumatologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to all these doctors, and when you go to them, they've done 10 different biopsies throughout all these doctors. Now, when they did all these biopsies, are the biopsies saying the same thing?
It looks like erythema multiforme, then it has a comma, and it says lupus, and then it has a comma, and it says something else. But I've totally wiped out of the last thing that I can't really pronounce the name. Derma, myotosis, something like that. I've totally wiped out of that because I've had all the primary tests and I didn't fall into any of the categories. So it's really just between the erythema multiforme or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right, but do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes. They just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it...
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully, and I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break, because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential of lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on, but lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Going to the break, we're talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, seven doctors to be exact. Now she has four that are overseeing her care and treatment, one in family medicine, one dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus, and it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, they're... A lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, and you know what autoimmune means, mm-hmm. is where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So there are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment, but there's a lot of things you do to help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are two different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells, and that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning at the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of a, it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help. And it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, and you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop. But the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good. And then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, obviously as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational Four, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, no matter, this is for a lot, anybody, pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest, and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. Is you don't just have one opinion, you have seven. Now you have four doctors that are working with you that have seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, because if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind, more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better? Your health and your life can be better. And make that a resolution for yourself this year, to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer. I just ask you, you know, for your opinion?
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself, it's unprocessed and it's mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So they gave them the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body.
It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.